Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northland College in their conference opener for the 2019-20 campaign. And now the pleasure of being joined by a Superior native, freshman guard Mason Ackley. Mason, thanks for joining us for the halftime interview. First time talking with you, obviously. In your Yellow Jacket career, we hope to have a lot more conversations with you in the coming years. But you're coming off of a nice couple of games here against River Falls and also against UW Stevens Point last time out, a couple double-figure scoring games for you. I know there's some expectation for you, at least in the community. They were excited about you coming in. And I know that you and I have talked off the record about just kind of taking things one step at a time. But now as you're growing into your freshman campaign, six games in, now going into your seventh year tonight, how do you feel like the transition is going from playing high school basketball to college?
I think it's been really smooth, honestly. I mean, the first couple of games, you know, you got to just get the nerves out. You got to just start to feel comfortable. I mean, but, like, our team is really welcoming. Like, we're loving. Like, we play together. I feel like we're starting to get there. And, you know, when you got people on your side, and it's so easy to be comfortable. And that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I got a lot of people in my corner, and that makes me, you know, want to do good and helps me get more comfortable out there. So,
you know, it's interesting because I remember you and I talking before the tip-off classic, the Merrill Thompson tip-off classic, about your goals for the season, and especially early on, was to kind of play within yourself, let the game kind of come to you, not try to press anything or do anything that was outside your ability at this level yet. How do you feel like that transition is going, where you're becoming a little bit more aggressive offensively now versus kind of looking to set up the other guys and the more seasoned guys and looking for your own offense a little bit more?
Yeah, well, it's a crazy transition from going to, like, get Mason the ball to, like, now I'm kind of like, there's better scorers than me. Like, it's such a different, but I feel like I've, like, I just wanted to gain trust first. I wanted to make sure everybody, like, believed in me. And I know they did, but then it comes to me. I got to believe in myself, and I feel like I'm finally getting to that point where I'm like, hey, I can do this too. I mean, and I have to.
Right, yeah.
You know, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to realize, like, if I'm just going to do nothing, then why isn't he in, you know?
So, yeah, right.
But I feel like I'm starting to get to, you know, where I need to be mentally, and that's a huge thing for me. And I know everything else will work its way. So, yeah.
Well, it also must be nice to have some upperclassmen leadership on this team. You play with three really good seniors. Actually, it's four seniors in the lineup plus you.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of the outlier of the group when you're talking about Colton, V, Mack, and also Allen. You know, those are guys that have played a lot of college basketball, and that must kind of help ease the transition as well, because they can kind of give you some tips on the difference between high school and college.
Yeah, no, they're always giving me tips and, like, telling me, keep me in line, you know, like, if I'm the more the immature one, you know, like, you know, I can get down on myself, or, you know, but they always lift me up. They make sure I'm straight. They tell me, like, hey, don't be afraid, shoot it. If you're open, shoot it. Or, you know, like, don't be scared, like, just be you. And that's all I need to be, you know, like, if you got people telling you, like, if you get that vibe, like, they don't want you to shoot or something, you're not going to play good. And I feel like I'm getting good vibes to where they're believing me, and that's all I can ask for.
Yeah, it is. I mean, transition. And we all kind of know it, those of us who have been around college basketball for a long time. You know, we see with the freshmen, sometimes freshmen get a little bit ahead of themselves in terms of where they think they're at.
Yeah.
But your mindset was very mature coming in, and I thought that was pretty important, especially being as how you've kind of been thrown into the fire right away here coming in as a freshman.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I didn't expect to be where I'm at right now, but, I mean, I worked hard, and I'm happy where I'm at. I mean, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I'm really glad I chose to be here, and I mean, starting, had a lot of pressure. I felt like I handled myself by not going in and jacking shots, or, like, not trying to be something that I'm not, or try to act because it's my city, like, I'm from here. No, I just tried to be optimistic and, like, wait for my opportunity, and I'm still waiting. Here it is now. So, I mean, we'll see how tonight goes. I'm really excited to, you know, this is a big game. Conference opener. I mean, I know that's big from my experiences in conference in high school. So, I mean, I'm really excited to see how this feels, you know.
Turning to that game tonight, and I'm glad you brought it up, because Northland and UWS are developing a little bit of a rivalry. Not a big one, but a little one. And the games with them are typically pretty close. We split our two games with them last year. We won by three and then lost by one on their home court. So the games are usually pretty tight. Their gym is a little bit different from other gyms in the sense that it's a little bit more closed in atmosphere. It holds noise really well. It gets very loud in there very quickly. But turning to the team itself, I know you guys are watching a little bit on film. What are you guys stressing going in this game here tonight?
Defense. I mean, we have gotten better. We've made improvements every game, I believe. I mean, it doesn't show maybe, but, I mean, we all know that we're getting better, and we just need to communicate. We got to get back, and we need to run in transition and just move the ball. And those are all things that I know we can do, and I know that we will eventually get there. But, I mean, tonight's a great night to show what we've worked on, you know. So, I mean, we know what they're doing. They're going to be running, shooting, same old stuff as every other team, but, like,
right, yeah.
We'll be ready for it.
All right, Mason. Well, thanks for your time. I know that, you know, like I said, there's a lot of area expectation on you based on being from Spear and everything. But you've had good success at the start, and obviously we're hoping for a lot more down the road. So thanks for taking the time, and we'll catch up with you hopefully in the future.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Yellow Jacket freshman Mason Ackley. I'll be right back with more halftime programming on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.